Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Go ahead and pray. What a good place to invest in prayer. Sheda baraste ko brantela baria da ba da bakaya. Ambraste ko ba 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 ba. Shada gebereste kabra da ba la takaya. For every single word that have been declared over us, spoken over us, lift up your voice and pray. Sheda baraste ko bariantena makabria taya. Ambraste ko baragata la babria takabakaya. Abrakata kabaria ta da bara da bakabria taya. Go ahead and press for the next few minutes. We have learned already that prayer is that platform upon which we engage for the manifestations of the promises of God, for the manifestations of spiritual blessings, making them manifest in our lives, making them revealed in our lives. Lift up your voice and pray. Korabasha te kabaria taya, ambraste kabaria tana makabria taya, abrakata la babria da ba da ba kabakaya, abrakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, abarakata la barakatira da ba la da ba kaya, ambrata da ba da ba kabria tamana kaya, ambrata ba da ba la da ba kabria da ba la da ba kaya, abrakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, brakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, brakata kabrakata kabrakata. Someone is praying. You are connected from all across the nations of the world. Lift up your voice and pray. This is a moment of prophetic prayer. We are pushing, we are pressing for the manifestations of the promises of God, the blessings of God, the prophetic utterances that are hanging over our lives, over our destinies. Let them be manifest. Let them be manifest. Let them be manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. One more prayer point. But before I raise up that prayer point, just allow me to read three scriptures. Psalms 34 and verse 4. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. That means every time we seek the Lord, even on the platform of prayer, we have a guarantee that we serve a God who hears our prayer. It says, and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34 and verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It says, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. All. Final scripture. Psalms 91 and verse 3. It says, surely. Come on now. Surely. That means with every sense of assurance. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We're going to lift up our voice and cry and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. One more time with faith in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus. I contend for total deliverance from all negative situations. One more time, I contend for total deliverance from all negative situations. Lift up your voice and pray for the next 1 minute. Lord, I contend for total deliverance. I contend for all round deliverance. Shela baraste kobaria taya, ambraste kambria talabakaya, abrakata labakabria tanamakaya, abrakadega brakadega brakadesh, apalatana makabria taya, ambredebedebe gabria taya, abrakateka brakateka, brakateka brakateka, brakateka brakateka, brakateka brakateka. I contend for total deliverance. Shila baraste kobaria taya, ambraste kombra, peria talabakaya, abraste kombra tia, fela hatena makabria taya, arabababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab Sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Shidaharas. Baraka kefete likaskara bababa. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're praying. The land you possess is what you have contended for. What manifests in your life is what you have violently insisted on. Shetavaraka sebratakata lambre de kesko rabababalataya shetavede brento karakate kata abradakata kaskarakata balataya embre de kitombre diasolevela kabarakata lambre talakaske rakata kataya abia sandelaka. I contend for the sake of my children. I contend. For the sake of my destiny. Celebela Hasela Hatala Ambrete Kalakaya Abriete Katelaka Ambrete Ketekata Abrada Skiraba Babarataya. I am a Silahaya Abratenge Rakatakaya Abrendia Selehedamai. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're going to be praying concerning the manifestation of God's spoken word in our lives. In Genesis 21 verse 1, it says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord did unto Kenny as he has spoken. The Lord visited me and my family as he has said, and the Lord did unto me as he has spoken. In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says, and the word became flesh. I don't just want to hear the word. Let it become manifest in my life. You're going to lift up your voice and shout, Father! Let there be a manifestation of every spoken word over my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Selavera kata ambre tekande katila ayakara kata kata ambre tekombre te isede mande ya selemalahata abaya silevelaka. Let there be a manifestation. Let there be a manifestation of every word spoken, every prophetic utterance from this platform. Every prophetic word released into my destiny is coming into my hands. Shelebela katelai, abrate katoa, ayemarakai salekatai, ambele katala katea. Somebody put pressure. Put pressure on the things hanging in the realm of the spirit. Released by God's servant. Released from this platform. Let there be a manifestation. Shelabarakata. Brendes karakata teka. Ambra tekele karata. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Make sure you're praying. Shelabela kata kadus. Abra tekata ka. Lord, I enter into it. I come into a full manifestation of the spoken word. Of the spoken word. Of the spoken word. The word is becoming flesh in my life. Make sure you're praying. Is becoming flesh. Favor becoming flesh. Deliverance becoming flesh. Breakthroughs becoming flesh. Becoming flesh. My testimony becoming flesh. You are 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. It's as if the cloud be full of rain. It will empty itself. 30 more seconds to contend, to insist, to contend, to insist that my life has possession. mountains of everything spoken. He says, calling those things that be not as though they were. They exist in the realm of the Spirit in Christ. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're still praying. Salvation belongs to the Lamb who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Blessed are you, O Lord of eternity, Holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, whose words rings up the evening. Sing it for me. Listen to me, please. Success and progress in life is measurable. You can measure the progress that you are making in life as a believer. Whilst you are serving the purposes of God, whilst you are invested advancing the kingdom of God, you can measure the progress that you are making in life. And there are six areas where, until you succeed, it cannot be said you are making progress. And these are going to be the areas of our prayers and our focus right now. Number one is your spiritual growth and advancement. No matter how you advance in any other area, if you fail as far as your knowledge of God, the wealth of your prayer life, the wealth of your love and your passion for God and for the things of God, you can be sure you are not growing. You can be sure you are not making progress. Hallelujah. And I sense in my spirit, I just sense in my spirit something that I felt during one of the Sound of Revival moments we're having. Like graves opening and things coming out. Graves opening and all kinds of things. So I sense in my spirit that that resurrection power, as we pray, there are things that have died. There are things that have been killed in our lives. Number one is your spiritual life. As we open up now, when I say this, I'm going to ask Pastor Nat, as he blasts that trumpet, it's a sound of resurrection. This is not just music. I'm telling you, some of you, as that trumpet is coming, the power of God will hit you. And the area, every area we're mentioning now, we are going to cry resurrection. We're starting with our spiritual life. Whatever has killed my prayer life, oh God, Whatever has killed my passion for God, my passion for the things of God, the ability to fast has died. The ability to pray has died. Passion for the house of God. As this sound comes and as I pray, let there be a revitalization. Let there be a revival. And for all of us connected online, make sure you engage. So he will blast that trumpet. And as he blasts the trumpet, begin to pray. Pray aggressively. Let there be a restoration. Let there be deliverance over laxity spiritually. I make progress. I go forward. Are you ready now? Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. Say, Father, let there be a resurrection in my spiritual life. Let there be deliverance over spiritual laxity, over laziness, over prayerlessness, over wordlessness. Come on, lift your voice and pray. It's worship and warfare. Shabratakatakaparakata. Embratakaparakatapekata. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Lift your voice and pray. I war over my spiritual life. I war over my prayer life. I war over my fasting life. I war over my word study life. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Every power contending with my spiritual vibrancy, I come against you tonight by the blood of the eternal covenant. The grace to pray, I receive. The grace to fast, I receive. The grace to study, I receive. The passion for the house of God. Make sure you are praying. You're engaging by faith. Abalantas kapranta kaparanta kata. Abratatakata brakatata brakaparakata. Shabanda banantas kaprakatelekatos. Abratatakata brakata brakata. Shambratatakata brakata brakata. Rakata branta kaparakata. I advance spiritually. On fire for God. On fire for God. The gifts of the Spirit flowing through my life. The wisdom of God flowing through my life. My prayer life on fire. My word study life on fire. Growing in the knowledge of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two. Your belief system. You've heard me say a loser's mentality cannot produce a victor's destiny. No, sir. No, sir. Your belief system is your official contribution to your failing in life or your succeeding in life. More than the works of your hands, a greater part of your contribution to your being victorious or your remaining a failure is your belief system. I can tell you, your belief system outpaces the works of your hands. You can walk correctly, but under a wrong belief system, it will cancel it out. Your first contribution to a great destiny is the superiority of your belief system. Let me remind you again that I've taught you in this house that the value of wisdom is in its ability to influence your decision-making capability so that you make wise pro-destiny, pro-kingdom decisions and you consequently receive outcomes of victory. If wisdom cannot alter your decision-making ability to make you make wise decisions, then that wisdom is useless in your life. You're going to pray. Again, God's servant is going to blow the trumpet. This one, you are resurrecting something dead in your mind. Are we together? As soon as he blows, you will lay hands on your head and decree and declare, my understanding is fruitful. Every belief system working in partnership with Satan, keeping me poor, keeping me limited, keeping me a failure, in the name of Jesus, your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. Shabakata bakata bakata. Kabrakata bakata.
There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty maketh men of understanding. Maketh men of understanding. Maketh men of understanding. Lay your hands and shout. Say, Father, I receive a sound mind. I receive a sound mind. Superior understanding. Superior decisions. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Shabakatabakatapata. Limiting beliefs. Your time is up. Belief systems sponsoring mediocrity, your time is up. Belief systems of fear, your time is up. Belief systems of low esteem, your time is up. Belief systems sponsoring laziness, your time is up. Sponsoring irresponsibility, your time is up. Sponsoring fear, your time is up. Belief systems trivializing your ability in Christ, your time is up. Is someone praying? Shabakata brekata belekata. You're praying. Grabata bakata barakata brekata. Ebranta takata bakata. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. Superior belief systems, making superior decisions with my life. Destiny advancing decisions. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, you are going to pray concerning the issue of your health, your wellness, and bodily vitality. He said, he keepeth his bones and none is broken. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when your body deteriorates beyond a certain threshold, your spirit will have to leave. Whether it is your time or not, you are going to pray from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, every stranger in my body not planted by God, whether it is called cancer, whether it's called HIV, whether it's called sugar diabetes, come on now, no matter what it is called, at the sound of the trumpet, we command you out of my body now, out of my body now. Lift your voice and pray. Cancer, out of my body now. Diabetes, we come against you. Health is my portion. Healing is my portion. Longevity of days, my portion. Someone pray. Let that disease leave you now. Blindness, you are not my portion. Deafness, you are not my portion. Migraine headaches, you are not my portion. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, lumbar spondylosis, sugar diabetes, hepatitis, you are not my portion. By the blood of the eternal covenant, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name we pray. Number four, Hebrews 10:7 says, lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. You are going to pray, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, go forward, go forward. No more delay in destiny. That which has been ordained for me, it's time to walk in it. It's time to walk in it. And every power stopping me, clamping my feet, clamping my arm, come on now. At the sound of the trumpet, someone declare, destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I come in the volume of the books. I come in the volume of the books. I make progress. I march forward. Every Red Sea standing before me. Make sure you are praying. Take it seriously. I evolve. I become. I manifest. I evolve. I become. I manifest. I make progress. I evolve. I manifest. I make progress. step into my destiny prophetically. No more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay. Are you praying? Step into your destiny. Step into your destiny. He found in the prophecy of Isaiah what was written concerning him. Yes, sir. Making progress. Yes, sir. Accomplishing the reason for which I came. For this cause I was born. Stand to fulfill destiny. Stand to fulfill destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen, listen, 1 minute. Let me give you 2 examples. It is a beautiful thing to watch visions come to pass. Destiny fulfillment is therapeutic. Pastor Nat is here, and I will use it as an example. I remember when we were discussing Sound of Revival, literally talking about what God would do. And look what has happened today. Several editions in ever-growing dimensions. It's one thing to put it on paper, but it's another thing to walk in the reality. Some of you, the paper is crying. This vision is too long on the paper. It's time for it to manifest. Hallelujah. Example number 2, and I'll give that with all due respect. Pastor Emmanuel is here. Many of you have heard of Premium Trust Bank. To know what has happened in this bank in 3 years is nothing short of a miracle. I remember when we discussed this, and I remember he shared with me the vision. This is what I intend to do, Premium Trust Bank. I mean, the licenses in an accelerated manner, defying all these demonic things. And to see what God has done today. The last time I got an opportunity to see the statistics, I said, my God, there are some things only God can do. I'm making you angry intentionally. Lift your voice and say, Father, every door shut over my assignment, shut over my destiny, at the blast of the trumpet, I speak to that door. Ephata, be open, be open, be open. Ephata, shabrakata bakata bakata. Ephata, be open, abakata bakata tata. Be open. Doors of ministry, doors of influence. Be open, be open, be open. Ephata. Staying at the same level, for the path of the just is as a shining light, shines brighter, shines brighter, shines bigger, shines brighter. Every spirit assigned by hell to shut my doors, every spirit assigned from hell to waste my time, to waste my destiny, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Doors of ministry, open. Career, open. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 5, financial growth and progress. Pray this one, oh. Pray this one. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Your vision advances at the rate of the availability of resources. Let me tell you, financial resources is a major requirement as far as destiny actualization is concerned. By now, it is unwise to argue that you can be as visionary as you want. If you lack the needed resources, you will mark time. At the level of your limitations, you will stay there. Are we together? Yes, sir. When money enters the hand of a visionary person, it's like putting fuel in a car. There's no limit to how far you can go. When money enters the hand of a fool, it becomes the shovel that digs his grave, and he will die. The prosperity of fools will destroy them, but the prosperity of the wise will lift them. The Bible says there is treasure and oil to be desired in the house of the wise. You're going to pray.
I trust you're being visionary. I trust your loving God. I trust your determination to see his glory come. So I will not be afraid and ashamed to speak over your finances. Let me tell you, you have learned by now that there is the technical part of finances where you transact value, but there is a spiritual side to finances where God helps you. Where God helps you, oh, where God helps you, where God holds your hand and say, I want to help you. It says in Revelation 3, I think verse 8, it says, I know your, is it 7 or 8? I know you are of little strength. That's what I'm looking for. I know your works. I know that you have little strength. Yet with that little strength, you have kept my word. So I've come to help you. God knows that you have little strength. He knows that there is only so much you can go without help. Somebody, you are going to pray. Crying for help is not a license for laziness, but it's a declaration that vain is the strength of a man. Is someone ready to pray? Let me tell you, I believe with all my heart that as you pray, God is going to be orchestrating things. Ideas will fall like rain from heaven. God will use the ministry of men and connect you strategically to good people. I told you, you are as fortunate as the relationships that are available in your life to lift you to the next level. You are as fortunate as the quality of relationships that support your vision. You are as fortunate as the quality of relationships. Some of you, by this prayer, God will be re-editing your relationships. Because this is not about looking down on others. But God is tired of foolish people around your destiny. It's the reason why you can't go forward. Just when you want to pray, they say, no, it's not. That's not a profitable friendship. I don't know about you, but I made a vow before God. I will not beg for bread as I serve his purposes. I can love him. I love him beyond bread. But since he's made bread available, I will eat it while I serve him. And I will help others eat it while they serve him. Nobody will indoctrinate me into an unnecessary struggle. If I'm persecuted, I will receive it. If I'm martyred, I will receive it. But if it's an attack, I will fight it. I will fight it, sir. I will fight it. Is someone learning now? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the wisdom, the relationships, and the grace to produce profit. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace to produce profit. One more time. The wisdom, the relationship, and the grace to produce profit. I receive it right now. At the blast of the trumpet, begin to pray. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. Come on now. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace, the wisdom, the relationships, the grace. If you know nothing about finances, here is a jump start. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace that can jump start your financial destiny. Please lift your voice and pray. I ask for wisdom. I cry for wisdom. I desperately desire wisdom. Wisdom to be valuable. Wisdom to be valuable. Wisdom to be valuable. To invest in knowledge. To invest in skill. Send relationships to my life. Strategic relationships. Profitable relationships. Pro-destiny relationships. And Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. The empowerment from heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. We're going to take the last prayer point. But don't forget what I just said. If you know nothing about finances, take these three things. It's a good start. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. You walk on these three. It will not take you where you need to be, but you will live where you are. I assure you. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. We're praying number six. And the sixth prayer is strategic connections. Listen, If an armed robber stands near you, you are not in a relationship with him. Relationship is beyond proximity. It's connection that leads to your profit. Relationships are advantageous connections. Let me tell you the truth. By the mercies of God, I have seen firsthand the value of good people, the value of useful people. Nobody has the power by himself to draw the people needed for your destiny. It is the hand of God that cherry picks them from across the globe and works with a mystery. It looks like coincidences, but one by one, the same way Noah prepared his ark and it was God who brought the animals. If you choose relationships by yourself, you will choose demons as good people. It's later on you will find out that your choices led you to perdition. You must submit and say, God, in this season, I cry that you send the right people, the right people, the right people, the right people. Let me not fill my boat with Judases. Let me not, is somebody ready to pray? Listen, let me tell you this. If you walk in the flesh, you can see a man today that does not look useful to you, but God will bring him to your life because his usefulness will be 5 years after, but you will still keep him and manage the inconvenience now until the time comes for his ministry to be activated. You can find somebody who is not evil, but will be such a danger to where you are going. Are we together? You are going to cry, God, by yourself, please bring strategic relationships, ministerial relationships, destiny relationships. Are we together now? I know this much about relationships. Who hates you does not matter, but who likes you can define the next season of your life. Who likes you, sir, can define the next season of your life. Are we together? There are people today, what others are praying for, with all humility, they can get it with one phone call, because there are relationships that are sworn relationships. David and Jonathan kind of relationship. If it will profit you, count me in. If it's for your rising, count me in. Even if you are in pain, count me in. Question, who today can stand by you when things go bad? Not when things go right, when things go bad. Who can stand with you today? It's easy to clap for you when things are right, but who can stand with you and say, I will not be ashamed. You are in prison, we will stand there. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You are going to pray, oh. You need divine connectors who will connect you to the right people. You need men of influence, gatekeepers who can speak. Their voice is like a key. It can open doors for you. You need gifted people that can stop leakages in your life and your organization. You need burden bearers. They may not move you forward, but they stop you from going back. They are the ones who say you have come too far. Let's cry together, but no going back. Is someone ready to pray? At the blast of the trumpet, if this is the only prayer you came here to pray tonight, it will be a profitable one. At the blast of the trumpet, you will say, Father, send me the gift of good people. Send me the gift of destiny helpers. Send me the gift of trusted allies. And then you will also pray, make me one of such people. It's not enough to say God should send it. You must pray that you become one of such too. Yes, sir. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Good people, trusted people, those who love you beyond the glitz and the glamour, those who will be active contributors to your rising, active contributors to your shining. Those who rejoice over your success, they rejoice over your advancement. They are not intimidated by your rising. Shabrakata balakaparakata, Ebrantata parakata praskata parakata. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm about to declare over your life. Please allow me for 1 minute. I just sensed in my heart. I know he would not want it, but Pastor Emmanuel, I want to plead with you to come and just speak over our lives. You are a man that God has helped greatly. When we see grace like this, And when God gives us the instruction, we take advantage of it. God has given you speed. Please come, sir. Within a short time, God has done marvelously with you. Want you to release that grace upon Koinonia Global. Please, I'd like you to receive. Receive with your heart open. Receive with your heart open. Yes, sir.
Please, wherever you are, stretch forth your hands towards the altar. And in 1 minute, ask the Lord for something really, really big. Something big. Make sure you are praying wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Begin to conclude your prayers now. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father in heaven, I bless your holy name for tonight. Thank you for what you started doing since the beginning of this program. Thank you for what you have settled even tonight. I stand on this platform to speak over the lives of your children as your oracle. Whatever it is they have asked of you tonight, I join my faith with that of your son here. And I decree over their lives, may your prayer requests become testimonies. In the name of Jesus, whatever has hindered you from moving forward, whatever has been an obstacle to your breakthroughs, this day, in the name that is above every other name, I command all such obstacles crumble in the name of Jesus. Crumble in the name of Jesus. Crumble in the name of Jesus. I release upon your life the grace to go forward. The grace to break new grounds. The grace to do exploits. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Every strategic relationship, every divine connection that needs to happen so that your life will take a new turn for the better, tonight, by the mercies of God, receive it now. 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 By the mercies of God, I have enjoyed divine speed. I stand on that platform to speak over your life from tonight. By the mercies of God, from now on, receive the grace for divine speed. Everyone that has gone ahead of you, receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. Receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. Receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. I have enjoyed divine help. The help of men, help from strange sources. I stand on this altar, stand on this ground to declare over your life, from the four corners of the earth, my God send help to you. From strange sources you don't know, receive divine help. In the morning, receive help. At noontime, receive help. At nighttime, receive help. Wherever you turn, receive help. In the name of Jesus. And where men fail to help you, may my God send help to you. I pray for you from tonight. By the reason of the encounter of this night, everything that has stopped you from getting to your place in destiny, they lose their hold over you in the name of Jesus. They have told you before now, it is not yet your turn. But I stand here to declare over your life, your turn has come. 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 In the name of Jesus. The kind of grace that distinguishes a man, even in the marketplace, the kind of wisdom, the kind of favor that will cause you to shine in the midst of darkness. May that grace and favor rest upon you from tonight. May it rest upon you from tonight. In the name of Jesus. You remember tonight for the rest of your life. You remember this day for the rest of your life. This 17th day of May 2026 will mark the turning point for your life. Where they have said no to you, from today they will begin to say yes. Every door you have knocked that has not opened before now, from today they open on their own accord. The Lord will settle it for you. It will crown all your efforts with success. It will cause your joy to multiply. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. So shall it be. So it is. In Jesus' name, I have declared. You receive it, shout amen 7 times.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You will receive one more. One more. This one, I want to place a demand on Pastor Nat. Pastor Nat, please come. This one is, there's a grace that I'm trusting God, and let me use the privilege of friendship. There is no territory that has rejected the grace on his life. There are not many people in a generation who have that grace. Others are received by their tribesmen or by their continent. He's been everywhere. And God has granted him unusual acceptance. Number two, and I say this sincerely from the depth of my heart, the grace for consistency of impact. There are not many people that are like that. There are secrets behind this all. And I want to plead with him first for Koinonia Global and then for the body of Christ, that he will release this grace. You see, behind the fearful results of men, there are principles. There are consecrations and covenants, but there are graces. You see, the one he can transfer to you tonight is a grace. I have seen it work in his life. And I want to plead with him, before I speak over your life, that he will release this grace. Don't say I know him. Don't say he's my brother. Don't say he's my tribesman. By the grace of God, we're people cultured to understand when people walk within their office, we receive it. And I want him to speak over your life. Pastor Nat, please, with every depth of grace within you, would you speak over our global family?
Tonight is a special night. Can you lift your hands and speak in tongues for 30 seconds? What happened in Scotland at Sound of Revival? I see it happening in the next 2 weeks. In the next 2 weeks. I saw people's, before I speak on what Apostle said, I saw people's careers shifting. I saw people's careers just shift like this. I saw a mighty hand of God. Let it happen in the next 2 weeks. Let strange employments, strange openings, incredible remote jobs. I saw them. I was standing there. I saw shifts of careers, in careers. I saw strange openings for people around the world. Business people are saying, what about us? Strange openings, strange deals. By the hand of God. In the next 2 weeks. 1, 2 weeks. Globally. What I saw happening in Scotland will happen in the next 2 weeks. In Jesus' mighty name, lift your hands. I'm going to speak these 5 things. I got it 2 days ago. Anything that will last in this kingdom will go through these 5 things. Number 1, conceiving. Number 2, birthing. Number 3, growing. Number 4, establishing. Number 5, sustaining. I stand as one who has found grace to birth something that looked and sounded like a joke going around the world. I release over you the grace to conceive ideas for witty inventions. I release over you grace to birth that which you conceive. I release grace and wisdom to grow that which you conceive and birth. I release grace to be established in that which you conceive. I release grace to sustain that which. Father, you opened the nations to me. You spoke through prophets years ago. Prophets like Adebanjo, prophets like Aline Fisher. That the gates of the nations will be open to me. And Lord, we stand in that fulfillment. I declare over Koinonia Global. Lift up your heads, holy gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Lift up your heads. Open ye the gates that the righteous nations may enter. I declare the gates of nations open to you now. Open to you now. Open to you now. Open to you now. I have had people from strange languages sing the songs that we sing. I declare over your ideas. I declare over your concepts. I declare over your visions that families and nations of the earth will be blessed by your fruit. They shall be blessed by your fruit. I pray for your children. Let gates of nations be opened for your children. Specifically, I'm praying for gates of academic achievement. Let them open now. I call for scholarships in Ivy League schools. I call them forth right now. In fact, somebody in the next 7 days, where you were rejected, you will be accepted. They will tell you, we changed the laws for your sake. They'll tell you something changed for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I declare that your impact will not be a flash in the pan. Let me tell you the revelation behind consistency in my life is the cedar tree. The cedar tree. When the cedar tree begins to grow, it begins to grow downwards. It finds its roots downwards. When other trees are growing in 3 months, a cedar can take 15 months to find its roots in the streams of water. I declare that you are a tree planted by the rivers of water. You are a cedar tree. The humility, the purity, the discipline, and the mercy of God required to last long. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. You will not declare yourself a legend too soon. That's the problem. People declare themselves legends too soon. The grace to give God glory. Because those who give God glory have more opportunity to give God glory. I declare staying power. Staying power. Be strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man. In the name of Jesus. And as I blow my horn, let these graces rest on your head now. In the next 2 weeks, may those strange career shifts happen. In Jesus' name.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, just 3 more things quickly and then we're done. These graces, these impartations that have come, they have been heavy in this place. Make sure you don't just shout amen, but that you receive them from the depth of your heart. Different dimensions of speakings. I know when grace rests on a people. I know it has rested upon you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Just 2 or 3 more pronouncements, then I'll do the altar call. Then I'll clear the stage. It will be a this one, since you can't dress your miracle, at least you can dance your miracle. Hallelujah. And you will celebrate and wrap it up, and we'll wrap up the editions. But let me, one of the assignments of the anointing upon my life is to bring people out of trouble. There is an aspect of the grace upon my life that is for trouble. That once people are in trouble, once that grace arrives, it doesn't matter what the trouble is, you must come out. You must come out. The Bible says to comfort others with the same comfort that you have received. I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I don't care what trouble you currently are in right now, whether financial trouble, whether health trouble, whether some crisis, in the name that is above all names, I declare from that pit, from that grave, from that place of loneliness, from that lowest point in your life, come out now. Come out now. From a life of shame and disgrace and embarrassment and tears, come out now. I prophesy over you, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Visibility and influence are two graces that are needed to make impact. That you are visible does not mean you are influential. You need visibility and you need influence. God, who took me from the backside of Zaria and lifted me by his finger, I decree and declare over you, no matter where you are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may God take you from where you are and announce you to your generation. May God take you from where you are, announce you to your generation. From Europe to Asia, from America to the Caribbeans, to Australia, to Africa, may my God announce you. May my God announce your products. May it be noise abroad that you are there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Final prayer. I want to declare the favor of God over you. The favor of God, sir. The favor of God. They got not the land in possession by their own swords, neither did their arms save them. But thou, O Lord, because thou hast shown a favor towards them, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the favor of God, step into strange possibilities, strange relationships, strange environments, access strange resources. I say it again, by the favor of God, step into strange possibilities, strange relationships, strange environments, access unusual resources. I declare ease to your life. I declare ease to your life. What should take 1 year will not take 10 years. What should take 1 day will not take 1 month. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, the supernatural power of God that rests upon a man and distinguishes that man, may that grace rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. For signs and wonders, rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Wave your hands, everybody, inside, outside, all the overflows from your home. Just wave your hands and give him all the praise. It's been a marvelous night. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.